People in the Gaza Strip are facing a serious disruption to their normal life as Israel has cut down gas supplies to the besieged Palestinian territory. Palestinians say Israel has severely decreased natural gas supplies to the Gaza Strip, aggravating the harsh impact of the cold weather for Palestinian families. The amount of gas entering Gaza has been slashed by at least 50% since early December. Gazan officials say the move is a trick to push people against the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas, which is governing the territory. Gaza has been under an Israeli siege since 2007. The blockade has led to economic and humanitarian crises in the densely populated enclave. Well, to discuss that further, and I join Mr. Ralph Shonman, who is the author of Hidden History of Zionism, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Berkeley. Mr. Shonman, is this an effort to turn the people against Hamas?
One has to understand that this is a regular and routine operation on the part of the Israeli authorities. As MSNBC International reports, every year the Israeli occupation cuts cooking gas supplies for Gaza residents during the most extreme cold waves, which tend to begin at the end of December. And the suffering of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip is doubled due to the Israeli cuts on cooking gas supplies during the current wave of extreme cold. It is week four since the authorities in Israel severely decreased cooking gas supplies for the Gaza Strip, said Mohammed Al Abdallah, a member of the Union of Owners of Fuel and Gas Companies. He disclosed that the amount allowed into Gaza is only 15% of the daily need during normal times, and current consumption is more than the 300 tons due to the cold weather of winter. Gaza stations across the Gaza Strip are now full of empty gas containers, unable to fill the needs of consumers. People have started using coal and wood fire for cooking and other tasks to keep life going. Days of Palestine notes that Israeli authorities have been stealing Palestinian gas off the Mediterranean coast and using it and selling it to the world. In addition, they impose restrictions on Palestinians in Gaza with respect to obtaining gas from huge reserves. So what we're looking at here is a deliberate policy of inflicting maximum suffering on the part of the residents of Gaza, cutting them off from gas, cutting them off from essential supplies at the height of winter is a deliberate act designed to impoverish and to make miserable the lives of the people in Gaza. That's the constant of Israeli policy with respect to Gaza and its inhabitants.
Indeed, Mr. Shonman, we have about a minute left. I'm wondering then, I would imagine the Israelis want the Gazans to bow down to them. Will that ever likely happen, do you think?
Well, it's designed to undermine support on the part of the people of Gaza for resistance, whether from Hamas or from the Palestinian population in general outside of Gaza. The people of Gaza resist the designs of the Zionists to starve them out, to destroy their existence and livelihood, and to make them bow down to control. And what is really always a touchstone of the expansionist policies of the Zionists with respect to the Palestinian population everywhere, and the repression is intensifying with respect to the people in the West Bank and inside the Green Line, even as these measures are taken against Gaza. It is a seamless policy of subjugation that has to be resisted. The people of Palestine will not bow down.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Mr. Shonman, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ralph Shonman, who is speaking to us live from Berkeley.